Perry podcast just for you. Nando's lets you personalise your meal with 5 different Perry Perry sauce flavours to choose from. Now that's legendary flavour. Nando's.
The Bachelorette is back and it's on tonight again, 7:30 on 10. FIFA, very special guest is in the studio.
Angie.
Hello.
Kent is here. Angie, well done. You must be so happy with how last night went. People are raving. People are loving it already.
I haven't read anything or seen anything. I was so overwhelmed just with my family responses that I was like, I'm putting the phone down.
She got pissed and fell asleep.
Yeah, I did.
That's awesome.
Couple of champagne.
Tuesday, I had 3 champagnes and by the end I was like, I got to go to sleep.
Well, speaking of family, I've got to say, this is one of the best plot twists The Bachelor franchise has ever come
how
up with.
Good.
The fact that your brother, Brad, was in there as Mark, it was genius.
Which is my dad's name too, by the way.
Oh, wow.
And his middle name, so it made it easy, you know, because you just, when you're really nervous, you wig out and you'll be like, my name's, oh, hey, I'm Brad. But he didn't. He never did.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what
so
I was wondering, though, Angie, it was so genius because I was thinking, oh, this is going to be amazing because what's going to happen is he'll stay in and over the weeks people will be going, who is it? Which one's the brother? Mm. Did they think about keeping him in longer or maybe his schedule didn't allow it?
No. Well, he's the manager of the gym he works at and he couldn't get that much time off.
Yeah.
But having to have him stay there and giving him roses and cutting out other dudes. That's weird. That's when it turns a bit like, do you like your brother? It's weird.
And then, of course, the inevitable kissing scene, which...
Well, yes, you have to date and then it's like, it's like you go on a date with Mark and I'll be like, who? Like, it would have just got really weird.
Sure. But he was so good. You had a great relationship and he gave you top 3 that he thought, which was great.
He did. He gave me top 3.
Threw old mate under the bus. The creep. He's a creep. You tee off on him tonight.
That went.
Who's the creep for those who didn't see it? Who's the creep?
The politician.
The politician. What's his name? He's a full creeper.
Oh, I love it.
No comment.
I'll tell you what his name is. His name is Jess, 36. He's from Queensland and he's a douchebag.
Okay.
Listen, it's
why
early.
Why did he
it's
wear
early,
a cape?
It's early day.
It's a very good question.
He's the mayor of Noosa. Not mayor. What's below a mayor? Like you want to be
deputy
mayor?
He's the clerk.
He had quite the setup, but
he winks. He's creepy.
Okay.
Surely you don't keep him on. Do they tell you to keep him on just for
you have
watching?
To wait and see. I can't tell you anything. I really can't. I've got to be... Why would you want to hear it, like, just words? You want to see the whole
deal. I'm still
going to
watch it.
Yeah, but...
I love that, Angie, because you know what I'm sick of?
I'm not telling you the goss.
You watch
it's too
you
good.
Watch all these shows and what you did professionally once. I'm so sick of online news always doing spoilers and the paps out there getting photos of you with the final 5 or whatever. I want it to all be a surprise.
So
I don't.
Clearly,
see, a lot of people don't, and I think that's what happens is that not just me, but the boys and production and everyone puts so much into this that when it gets a little bit leaked, it's really upsetting. I get really passionate about it.
I agree.
And I'm
I better shut up then.
I'm like,
I know a few little secrets.
Don't ruin
what do you know?
We all put our hearts into this.
I worked with Angie's best friend, Boxy, for like 2 months. I know heaps of stuff about The Bachelor.
Oh, God.
I know heaps of secrets.
You're not even meant to tell her. You're not meant to tell her.
Get out. She doesn't even know.
I know who won.
You do not. She thinks she knows.
I had a drone flying over you when you were down in New South Wales, down the coast.
Get out.
When you're hiding somewhere.
So creepy, and I don't believe you.
My name's Jess, and I'm a politician from Queensland.
It's weird, but Feb's wearing a cape at the moment, which is really weird.
I bought it a throne and everything.
I won't give away any secrets, but in your bio, like when you like suggested what guys you like, did you say people with long hair?
Oh my
there's
God.
There's a lot of long hair.
How many times I've heard this?
Oh,
you know what?
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. No, I think people think I only want long-haired dudes. I said I don't have a type because I don't have a type looks-wise. I like tall, short, long hair, short hair, bald,
whatever. I think you might have done the wee-wee last night. What was that one? Upstairs, downstairs?
What do you do
I said I'm used to thinking in here and down there.
Down whoa. She did a little down there style.
Well, we've all been there.
Absolutely. Sure,
absolutely.
That was my 20s.
That's what your 20s are for.
It was.
But not, you know, next level. You know, you date. You know, just because I haven't had a boyfriend in 8 years doesn't mean I'm Virgin Mary.
Exactly. I get that too. It's relationship.
Just
I know what you
say.
Just Angie.
Just Angie.
Living when you said last life. Night, you've never been in love. You've never had that, oh, I want to squeeze your cheeks and hold you close. And I think that's beautiful.
No, I haven't. And I really want that. I just haven't wanted that.
Right.
I wanted to.
Have you got it now?
Yeah. I do.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
So you're in love.
We wonder.
I'm very happy.
Okay, good answer. We wonder, Fee, if we talk about the long-haired blokes, there was one who really did make an impact last night.
Oh, Kieran.
He's my favourite.
Feb's got a crush on Kieran.
Him. I want to have a beer with him. Mm. Just like a dude. Just a chill.
This is what
he
Kieran.
Sounds
Everybody like.
Wants to have a beer with Kieran.
This is Kieran. Long-haired, a lot of chest hair, doesn't he? Has a sort of the...
No, it's the tats.
Oh, the tats.
No chest hair.
I thought that was hair. No, the tats.
He gets mate. Okay.
He nudes up.
Here he is.
Are you fresh out of Austin Powers or something?
I mean, I felt like a bit of a sexual Willy Wonka, to be fair. What do you reckon?
He sounds great.
A sexual Willy Wonka.
He's funny.
Was everything. To feel those moments on the carpet where you can just laugh and be yourself is just... That's what you want.
That's awesome. Right, so. Oh, and you were so yourself, Angie. You should be so proud.
Definitely.
And we can't wait to see how this all pans out.
Thank you so much.
Is the guy you fall in love with actually on the show right now, or is he not?
Oh, here we go. You can catch The Bachelorette tonight at 7:30 on 10.
Oh, everyone, this is a scoop.
Australia loves you, Angie. Great
Thank
job.
You. I'm Thank sure you for having
we'll
me.
We'll see you again during
Definitely.
The series. That'd be great.
Is he on the show yet?
No comment.
Okay. Say hi to Evie for us as well.
Yes, I feel like I'm with my fam. I've heard so much about you guys.
It's 26 past 6 here on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
It's interesting, Feb, that we've been talking about Chinese food and food ruts and how much we love them because a report has come out today in the Herald Sun about the Melbourne's most obese suburbs. And suburbs that need to be wary of consuming too much fat. Yeah. This is harsh. This is very harsh. It's not great news for regional Victoria
because
it was a national survey. The research was done nationally and regional Victoria has come out with the highest rate of obesity. But what's bizarre about this is that Melbourne, the city, has come out with the lowest obesity rates in the country.
15.3%, just off the top of my head.
So let's think about that. So if you just go a few kilometres out of the CBD... We're the most obese people
Melton.
In Australia, but if you come into the CBD, we're the least obese people in the country.
Okay,
that doesn't make
stats,
sense.
Boxy.
Well, you're on with the same report, are you, Fair?
Yeah, most obese areas of Victoria.
Right.
Central Goldfields, number one, 36.1% of people that live there are obese. Melton, where I used to play footy, I might be part of this percentage.
You're an ambassador.
35.6%, then Mildura. But yeah, Bundoora is the least obese area of Victoria with 14.5%. And then, as you said, Boxy, Melbourne, which is a CBD, 15.3%. So yeah, we're fit in Melbourne.
Yeah, we are.
Well, just 3,000, just the postcode 3,000 is fit.
There's a few fatties in Melton, though.
Whoa, wow. I don't know.
I was there, I can say that. Okay. I lived there for a bit.
Well,
how do you knock that down? Get rid of drive-thrus or?
Well, no. Firstly, I'd say, how do they know this? I mean, isn't there an argument to say just less people in Bundoora are going to the doctor? Because clearly they're just going on medical research from people who are going to
clinics. No, they had scales on the highway and everyone that drove past had to jump on.
Okay, fair enough.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Premiership Hangover Boxy, it happened a couple of weeks ago, nearly 3 weeks ago now. The Richmond Football Club beat the GWS Giants. They smacked them at the MCG. Now, as a player, you drive to the game, Boxy. That's what you do. You drive to the game, you park underneath the MCG.
Good spot.
You get a good park, obviously. So the Richmond boys, sometimes they park at the Richmond Footy Club, which is on Punt Road, and they walk across. They get security and they walk because sometimes if they play a night game, they have some dinner and snacks at the rooms beforehand, and they walk through. Because I've done that with Daniel before, and they walk through, but some people obviously park underneath. And with the grand final, I said to Daniel, obviously you can't drive because... You know, if you win or you lose, you're going to have some beers afterwards and you won't be able to drive the car home. Because we got an Uber into the grand final. Do you want to come with us? He's like, no, I want to go by myself because I need, you know, wants his own time. I was a bit upset. I was like, I'm not part of it, bro.
Daniel Rioli, who lives in your house, wanted just a little bit of space. He just wanted some time to focus.
I asked him three times and he politely said, oh, no, I'll just go. But he ended up driving. So he drove in. Yeah. His car had a bit of a sleepover for a day or two. And then he went back and picked it up. But the Norm Smith medalist, Brownlow medalist, the one and only Dustin Martin, God love him, he obviously drove into the MCG and his car is still there. It's parked underneath the MCG in a car park. The MCG's rang the Richmond Footy Club and said, mate, Dusty Martin needs to move his car. But he's in Vegas with Dane Swanboxy. So,
of course he is.
What a legend. He's literally partied nonstop. And I think the statement from the Richmond Footy Club is, oh, he had a little bits and pieces to do after the grand final. So therefore, he wasn't be able to pick his car up. I don't think that's the answer. He's had a good time. Now he's in Vegas partying it up.
Exactly. Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, does it matter if his car's still at the MCG?
I want round one next year, Richmond v Carlton on a Thursday night, for his car still to be there and him to drive home. It'll be amazing.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Hey, Fev, I want to talk about sport again.
What?
Soccer. Wayne Rooney, you know him?
Yes.
He's a big dude over in the UK.
Yeah, he plays in a, yep.
Well, okay, it's not exactly him.
Okay, because he's in America, I think.
Oh, is he? What's he doing in America?
He plays soccer in America.
Right. I didn't know the Americans were into soccer.
Oh, yeah, they are. The women were the World Cup champions.
Oh, right. Well, speaking of women, he's got a wife called Colleen.
Yes.
Now, they've been together forever. There's been various scandals because he tends to cheat and he gets busted.
From Amsterdam. Yep.
Yeah, he's got to stop that. Anyway. <he's>,
Try not do that if you can, Wayne, if you
she
can.
She threw a $1 million ring in the lake. Remember that?
Yeah, I
People
do. Oh, they've had some pretty nasty bust up. But anyway, Colleen, I'm a big fan of hers today because she's done some amateur sleuth work. She's been a bit of a detective. And I love we can all hire private eyes. We can all get the police involved. But if you can figure out a mystery on your own, I tip my hat to you. Now, what she's done is she is a high profile person over in the UK. She's had lots of stories about her personal life leaked to the press, and she started to figure out it was one of her friends.
Oh, no.
So she's got like a private Instagram page with it was just private just for her friends, and she thought she knew which friend it was. So what she did was she blocked every other friend on Instagram bar this one person, this one girl. Then she started posting stories from her life. And she watched as they were gradually leaked to the press, and she knew only one friend on Instagram was reading her updates.
Wow.
So then,
and this has been going on for years, hasn't it?
Yeah. So she's got, over the last 6 months, she put out a few stories and she watched the leak. So yesterday, she went.
How did it?
Atomic. She's actually just gone and uploaded, did a big post about this is my girlfriend, Rebecca Vardy, who's married to another soccer player.
Yep.
And she told the story and she even had the evidence. So she'd taken a screen grab of the fact that Rebecca was the only one reading her messages.
Oh.
Now, this is the best though. Rebecca's come out and she's done this. I'm so heartbroken to think that Colleen would think it was me. People have access to my Instagram other than me. It's someone else. It wasn't me. Oh, sorry, Beck. Sorry. But I love about that is Colleen has figured out how to catch someone. And you know what?
I could be a good detective.
You'd be a great detective. Yeah. Have you done any amateur sleuth work yourself?
No, but I could. I watch a lot of Law and Order.
Okay. CSI, Lord David Koresh.
Yeah, I reckon we'd be good partners.
Definitely not David
I reckon
David
you and I would be good partners. Like, we'd be on to... If people want to hire us...
Right. See, people, I know that amateur sleuth work happens in offices. Like there was a few years ago here at the Fox, there was our general manager at the time was really anti people leaving plates in the sink, like dirty plates in the sink.
Dave Cameron.
And they had spies. Was it Dave or was it whoever was before him? Anyway, there were spies around the office that would keep an eye on the kitchen and figure out who was leaving the dirty plates.
No.
And this company, actually, I'll go further. I remember somebody, there was a toy went missing and the CCTV footage was being pulled.
No.
Until they got to the bottom of who had stolen a toy.
Oh.
Dating, another area of amateur sleuth work. A girlfriend of mine, she was in a supermarket having a chat with a guy at the checkout.
Oh, God, I know this girl.
Then went home and thought, I never got his name. I don't even know who that is. Went back to the supermarket, asked the guy in security to take her back into the room to check out the CCTV footage from the day before. She got a screen grab of the guy at the checkout.
It's a true story.
Uploaded it to her Facebook page and said, does anyone know who this guy is? ended up finding out who he was and dated him.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, that's incredible amateur detective work.
It's also a breach of privacy.
I'm just getting out of our WhatsApp group and my Facebook and my Instagram because I've obviously spread a few things about Fifi. Just quickly getting out.
I love this area, Fifi. And I reckon there are other people out there that will have done this. Just this amateur detective work.
I never text Peter Ford ever. I promise.
131060, what have you figured out? How did you do your detective work? Did you leave hidden mics? Did you leave hidden cameras around to catch a colleague or maybe someone in your house doing something they shouldn't be doing?
Leon Shergren thinks he's a bit of a private detective on The Mask Singer.
Our executive producer.
He is, though.
He thinks he's Caruso, don't you?
All right. Sort of, he's just guessing who's behind a mask, really.
13. He's done back work. He's gone to, he went to a story about someone like 15 years ago when they put in their bio when they loved playing netball at school. I'm like, how do you even know that? How do you do that stuff?
Just Google their name and netball.
Oh, there we go. Pretty easy. 131060. Give us a call right now.
1019. The Fox.
We're talking about amateur sleuths. When you've done some detective work without the help of a private investigator or the police, you yourself have got to the bottom of a crime. Or not just a crime, like Colleen Rooney, wife of Wayne Rooney over in the UK, knew that one of her friends was selling stories to papers and magazines. And then what she did was blocked all her other friends on her private Instagram and only kept that one friend able to read her posts. Oh. And then the information in those posts were leaked. So, bam, she found her.
Well,
and then she's gone public and ruined her life. I mean, not suggesting you do that, but we've got Chelsea from Frankston. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Chelsea. Tell us about your amateur sleuth work.
So me and my sisters took Mum to see Singing in the Rain about 3 years ago on stage. And it was pouring rain and we went out for lunch beforehand and Mum's jacket got really wet. So when we were at lunch, we put it on a seat to dry and someone stole it.
Oh, no. What did you do?
So what we did was we obviously went to the show, couldn't find it. Went home. I actually rang the hotel that we have lunch at. And got the manager to check CCTV footage, found out that the ladies were actually staying in that hotel. So I got back in my car, drove back up to the city, met the police at the restaurant, and got told that the jacket had made its way to Mornington by then.
How did they figure that out?
No idea. Apparently the lady said that it was in Mornington. So I said, oh, well, I'll go down to Mornington Police Station and pick it up. They can drop it off there. And I was told, no, I've got to go back to the city where they were staying. They weren't getting let out of their hotel until the jacket was handed back.
And so Chelsea,
the jacket's got GPS on it or something.
You're my new hero. That is awesome. Do you know what I love about that? They underestimated you, Chelsea. They thought it's just a jacket.
I actually ended up training to try and get into the police force straight afterwards.
Chelsea, you could start your own PI firm. I'd hire you. Okay. That's extraordinary effort for a jacket.
Great for fighting jackets. She'd be.
And those women, they're locked in their hotel room, and one saying to the other, "Did you really need the jacket? Like, seriously?"
Pretty much. I ended up driving the jacket to Mum the next day, which was. She lives in Gippsland, so it was a 2.5-hour drive.
This jacket's been all over the state.
You are my hero, Chelsea.
And what happened after that?
No, don't worry. We've found the jacket now.
Now, Anne-Marie and Epine. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi, how are you guys going?
Yeah, good, Anne-Marie. Give us your amateur sleuth work.
Okay, well, I had my credit card stolen from the mailbox, and I went to every single store that the person spent the money in because it was like $6,000. It was maxed out straight away. So I went to every single store that he spent the money in and I found the one consistent person. I took photos of that person and he actually called our number as well, my husband's number, asked for his Telstra password. So he ported his number, his email, like everything. It was like a full identity case. I took it to the police. They basically didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah, I've got a mate who's done the same thing.
Yeah, so I just took matters into my own hands. Obviously, he had my husband's number, so I started sending him not so nice messages, and then I sent him photos of himself in the store.
Ooh.
And, yeah, he left. He stupidly left one of his like name and number and address in one of the stores, and for a promotional thing. And then yeah, I pretty much got him busted, and he had stolen cards and IDs, and he got 6 years in jail. So,
whoa, jeez!
Put him in the slammer.
Well done. You did it, Anne Marie. All you.
Oh, yeah. Justice was done in the end.
I mean, and I love, you know what I love about this? Mm. Women.
Yeah, that's
we get
right.
It, we get stuff done, guys.
101.9 The Fox.
It is a huge announcement. Our singing tradies, who we love, our little segment, Tradeyoki, where Melbourne's tradies call us and sing and perform for us, it is going global. We're not kidding. This is a massive announcement after 8 this morning with Fifi, Fev and Byron on The Fox.
Hey, speaking of massive announcements, I've got one regarding jam donuts. Now, lovers of jam donuts.
We're trying to make this show sound big and exciting, and you come up with your jam donut bombshell.
Well, I'm sitting here eating prawn dumplings.
I love jam donuts so much. Recently, I had them at the show. Every time I go to the Royal Melbourne show, I get the jam donuts. Yeah. I love the footy, I get my jam donuts. Okay, now, if you love jam donuts, I'm about to give you a piece of information that will change your experience of eating them forever. It will blow your mind. You'll never look at them the same again.
Jeez.
Oh, God. Hold
okay, ready for this?
Cool.
I may need some sort of drone. Can I? Yeah. You'll still love a jam donut, but it won't be a jam donut for you anymore, Fev, because the jam in the jam donut is actually coloured apple sauce. It's apple sauce.
Is it?
Yes.
Wow.
Cool.
101.9 The Fox.
It's one of our favourite segments. It involves Melbourne tradies singing for us.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradeyoki.
Tradeyoki, that's right. Now, look, a few years ago, we identified on this show that the tradies of Melbourne are more than tradies. They're talented. They've got entertainment values. They've got vocal stylings. They've got so much more to give. So every
backbone.
Tuesday morning, they are the backbone of our community. They do everything for us, and they're incredibly talented men and women. So every Tuesday morning at 6:30 thereabouts, we say call in. And we get them to sing, and we, every Tuesday morning, give a prize to the best singer. Now, in the past, we have had performers, tradies, on the world-famous rooftop. We've even had them at R&B Fridays Live performing up there with, I was going to say Snoop Dogg, Fat Boy, what's
Fat his
name?
Scoop.
Fat Man Scoop.
Fat Man Scoop!
That was ridiculous.
But you know what? Our tradies in Melbourne are so talented, we are escalating them to the top. Could we please make this announcement now, Byron?
Let's hit the go button, guys. We've been waiting for this all morning. Here we go.
In 2018,
Fifi, Fev and Byron took Melbourne's most musical tradies from the worksite to the Fox's world famous rooftop.
Josh from Safety Beach, a carpenter.
This river becomes an ocean.
Then.
May I have your attention, please?
What's going on, Melbourne?
To the stage at R&B Fridays Live.
The pest controller from Templestowe Lower, Kai Bear!
Trying to be rude, but hey, Fifi Fox, I'm feeling you. The way you do them things you do remind me of my Lexus coupe.
Now,
Tradeyoki is going
international.
To the land of the rising sun.
The home of karaoke itself.
The home of sushi, sake, and some questionable vending machines. Japan.
If you're a tradie, and you can sing, then you should enter, and you could win. We're taking you to Tokyo to sing at all the karaoke bars.
Ohayou gozaimashita.
We're taking lots of tradies to the home of karaoke, Tradeyoki.
Oh, tottemo jotto.
Fifi, Fev and Byron want to take you to Japan as Tradeyoki.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Tradeyoki. That's right. tradies of Melbourne, you deserve a break. We are going to take you on the best holiday to Japan, where you get to perform and compete in at the home of karaoke. There'll be karaoke champions, and you'll get to take them on. And we've got to find, though, the best karaoke, or I guess tradioke performers in Melbourne to take with us. So we're going to start auditions now.
Right.
131060. Right, yeah, right now. Call Dang. Through if you want to audition to come to Japan for tradioke.
Why did Feb say sake within about 10 seconds?
Because that's what we're going to drink while we're singing songs at a karaoke bar.
Oh, wow.
That's
right,
what we do.
What about just a couple of the tradies from weeks gone by? I mean, there's been so many great performances, Feb. 131060, as you mentioned. Call now if you're a tradie and you want to come to Japan. Hello, it's an absolute no-brainer. What about this guy? It's just an example. Luke the Sparky, Churnside Park, gave us a bit of Kesha's TikTok.
Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up. Tonight, I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. TikTok on the clock, but the body don't stop. No, oh, 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 oh.
So that's what we want.
You don't have to be very good, as you can hear there. 131060, and a massive shout out while we play this song.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll play this song to our good mates at Sheen Panel Service, who've made it possible. They're tradies themselves.
Mate, they've been keeping you on the road for 50 years.
Panel leaders. Best sponsors ever. Thanks very much, Sheen Panel Service. The auditions start right after this.
101.9 The Fox.
This is Fifi, Fev, and Byron for breakfast.
Treaty, and you can sing, then you should enter, and you could win. We're taking you to Tokyo to sing at all the karaoke bars.
Ohayou gozaimashita.
We're taking lots of tradies to the home of karaoke, tradiokyo.
Oh, tottemo jotto.
Fifi, Fev, and Byron want to take you to Japan as tradiokyo.
And a big shout out to Sheen Panel Service, who are making this possible. Because I mean, the budget that is involved in doing this, Fief and Fev, is absolutely ridiculous. They've been keeping Victorians on the road since 1969. Sheen Panel Service. Thanks, guys. This is unbelievable.
That's right. In Melbourne, we should be so proud because we have the most talented tradies in the country. Not only are they the best tradies, they can also sing. And they will be competing against the world's best. I mean, Japan, the home of karaoke, has the world's best karaoke singers.
Soon,
and we'll be putting our tradies up again. Yeah, well, I think we'll have some fun nights. 100%. This will be great.
Well, they're all week, guys. I mean, we're there for 3 nights.
Sorry,
our guy auditioning's already nervous.
We're starting auditions. So if you want to come to Japan with us for Tradiokyo. Tradies, you can head online, register online, but let's take some live auditions now. Cooper from Phillip Island. Cooper, you're a landscaper.
Yeah, I am. Hello.
Cooper, welcome to the auditions for Tradiokyo. What are you going to perform for us?
A bit of Mad World by Gary Jules.
Oh, beautiful. Yes,
nice.
Originally a Tears
of
Fears track covered by Gary Jules.
Wow.
Interesting choice, Cooper. You've gone...
It's quite sombre.
Quite sombre.
It's got a real dander on things.
Well, you know, it's different tones.
But here we go. Cooper, let's hear your vocal stylings. Take it away.
Yep. Today, Junior.
No, I'm up there.
Okay, he's nervous. That's fair enough.
Yeah, no. All right, cool.
Cool.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for their daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. Their tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, no expression.
There we go.
Cooper.
I mean, Cooper.
Wow, lovely, lovely.
A beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Interesting audition piece.
It certainly made an impression, didn't it?
It did.
Thank you.
Now we've got Jay, a truckie from Bayswater. G'day, Jay.
G'day, how are you guys?
Yeah, we're
good,
great.
Bro.
Jay, would you like to compete against the world's best karaoke singers in Japan?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
He's going to be up in a bit.
What are you going to perform for us?
Boom Shake the Room, Will Smith.
Shake, shake, shake the room. Boom, shake,
shake, shake the room. Kind of the exact opposite of Gary Jules' Mad World.
Boom. Come on, Jay, take it away, brother.
Thanks, brother. Yo, back up now, we'll give a brother room. The fuse is lit, and I'm about to go boom. Mercy, mercy, mercy me. My life is a cage, but on stage I'm free. Hyped up, psyched up, ready for wildin'. Standing in the crowd of girls like an island. I see the one I want, I say, come here, cutie. I flip her around, and then I work that booty. Work that body, work that body. Slow down, girl, you're about to hurt somebody. Hold on, y'all. Let's get one thing clear. There's only one reason why I came here. You women, you want me to tip of the tip and I tell you what's up?
Yo.
You women, you want me to tip of the tip and I tell you what's up?
Yo.
You women, you want me to tip of the tip and I tell you what's up?
Yo.
I came here tonight to hear the crowd go
boom,
shake the room.
Great energy.
Yay. Woo. Jay,
that's what
I
we want
the
in Japan.
Sneaking suspicion, you could be on your way.
Well, do anyone
that
more?
Was great.
I mean, the phones
please.
Are going crazy. Okay, well, so one more. Keeping in mind, tradies, everyone's going to want to win this. Fox.com.au is where you will register formally. But we're on a roll right now, Feef. Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jay, make sure you go on and register. Anton, air conditioning mechanic from Greensboro. Hey, Anton.
How's it going, team?
Yeah, great, Anton. Consider yourself quite the singer there, Anton. Have you ever done anything like this before?
You could say that.
Yeah. Okay, what are you going to perform for us?
Don't Stop Believing.
Ooh. Journey.
Stop.
Bit of classic. Bit of Lame Duck song.
Classic, yep. Hold on to that feeling. What a tune. Okay, you can't really go wrong with this, Anton, so let's hear it.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. I sang her in a smoky room. The smell of iron and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers are waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night.
Here we go.
That's all I got.
He's run out of puff. No, fair enough.
Best bit.
Really good performance.
Don't
well, there we
stop
go.
Believe it!
So, fox.com.au.
You just had to get two more words out.
Anton, you were almost on the plane there, if not for that last bit. Well done, mate. Good luck.
Hey, can I just point out, Byron?
There you go. No, he's literally dropped dead. Yeah. Yes, Fred.
It's also important to know we're not just like, you don't have to be a good singer. You just have to be committed to your performance.
Yeah, absolutely. Fox.com.au is where you register. We're going to be there all week. Your flights are covered. Your accommodation, and of course, your chance to sing against the world's best tradies. If you know a tradie, by the way, guys, get them around this. Every tradie in Melbourne needs to know about this opportunity, and they don't. As we heard then, and as Feef pointed out, they don't even have to know how to sing.
No. Fox. Just give us a great performance.
.com.au. Register now. Our good mate Tommy Little's in after this.
101.9. The Fox.
Driving you home, Hughie and Kate. And, of course, Carrie and Tommy. Our good mate Tommy is in the studio, guys.
Guys, it's so nice to see you.
Hi, Tommy.
I'm surprised you recognise me. I have had a fresh haircut.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Tommy, I was about to say to you, what's different? Because your hair's different.
You were about to say, what's wrong?
No. I think I wrote on Carrie and Tommy Instagram page yesterday. What's
mate, a Bulgarian bloke absolutely butchered my head. I was on the way to a date and I thought my hair was a mess and I thought I'll quickly go in and he goes, just a trim. I said, just a trim. He basically shaved off all of my head.
Yeah.
I was feeling very self-conscious and I got to the date and the girl goes, she goes, oh, have you had a haircut? And I thought, hang on. And I went, why does it look good? And she goes, no, you've got hair all over your nose. I was like, okay, this is good.
But what is different? Because it looks like
just shorter.
It's just shorter.
You're just
gosh.
Noticing my ears. My wings stick out more. When I was young, my ears were this size when I was tiny.
Right.
When the wind used to pick up, so my dad used to yell, hey?
Your forehead's really big.
Well, that's okay. Well, that's a real kick in the guts. sorry. Byron, can we get a time check? What is it? It's 8:28 and I'm really flattened. I'm barely halfway through
that's
the
all
coffee.
Right, mate. It's all
a haircut doesn't change your forehead. This is
it
just
does,
my head.
A little bit.
That's just
and
my
isn't
head.
That a, isn't that a backhander? Isn't saying you've got a giant forehead really a way of saying you've got a
receding hairline?
Oh,
yeah,
here we go again.
I've
never said that. Sorry, Tommy.
Well, that's sort of what you're saying.
Wow.
Guys, he's a guest on our show. He's a friend.
Phoebe hasn't even left her bedroom to have a crack at me here.
I can see. She hasn't even made the bed.
I know, you haven't even made your bed. Bloody hell.
I love ball guys.
I'm not a ball guy.
Sorry, mate. What's happened?
I feel like you're like,
what's happened?
Nice haircut. It'll be your last. I'm going to sue this Bulgarian bloke. You're going to go back. Hey, hang on. Byron, yes, as a bald man, can you defend me?
Hang on a minute. Now your shots are firing over here.
I've never seen you without a cap,
well,
and I just assumed.
Well, actually, I do what's called hat fishing. I look a lot better with a hat on.
You had that tattooing on your hairline. No.
I have a low hairline, but I choose to
That's not a low hairline.
Tommy, what Byron's done is a disgrace to men that are follically challenged because he's got all the follicles.
But
he's just ashamed of the greys, so he shaves it right off.
Mate, grey is sophisticated.
Exactly. Yes,
no, I'd dye
I
the
kill
grey
for
out.
A grey. I've got nothing, apparently.
Tommy will be here, Sabo. Well, he's just come in here to get insulted, effectively.
He wants to play.
I actually walked into the building. I walked into the building and someone said to me, mate, you've got a bit too much pep in your step there. Just go into the breakfast studio. They'll cut you down a peg or two and you'll slouch on out of here. What are you walking around with your feet off the carpet and a proper posture for? I've got a little game.
Yeah, I want to play.
Oh, great, have a game.
I don't know. I thought you guys would like it. I don't know how to go because I've just started playing. So I've been trying to stop punting, right? And I know you've
had... As in betting?
Yep.
Oh, mate, Ladbrokes, how good.
Okay, that doesn't help.
Yeah, more responsibly.
Go.
So me and my housemate, we thought to stop, we have to... Because you have to punt, but I thought I don't want to... You do. I'm sorry,
it's
guys.
A stinker.
You just do, but this is a healthy alternative. This is essentially the vaping for punters, right?
Well,
so
what I've
started doing, this is called It's On You Burr. Right? So me and my mate get dinner, my housemate, we get dinner. But what you do is you both order Uber at the same time from the same restaurant. And then whoever's arrives first, the other one has to shout.
Yep.
So you get to watch, right? You get to see if they leave the restaurant. You're like, oh, mine's left the restaurant. And the other one's like, what do you mean? What do you mean you just left the restaurant? And then you get to watch the two little bikes. The other night, I got a Vespa and he got a guy on a push bike.
Oh, yes.
No, you won't believe it.
The push bike won.
My Vespa flew, right?
Favorites don't always win, mate.
Trust me.
I lost about 6 million on the punt.
I wish I could have taken a shotgun to this moment. It just stopped. And I called him and I said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm a minute away. And I'm like, I'm looking at you and I can see your little thing. Push bike one. The only problem is, I've worked out you do have to sometimes just mix up the time you order just slightly. Because we thought, 2 nights ago, we thought we had the race of all time.
Yeah.
That were neck and neck. Neck and neck. Neck and neck.
Winks and Hartnell.
Yeah, exactly. And then they pulled up at the lights just near my house. And we're like, oh, my God, this is going to be. And then he's like, it's moving. I'm like, mine's not moving. We must have stopped at the lights. And then they come around the lights. And we're gone, oh, my God, they're still coming. And then I'm like, hang on. There's just one bike. And then he stops and he just pulls out two bags and he goes, there you go, boys.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Hey, I think the British royal family, the Queen, should take a leaf out of the Swedish royal family's book. Because the King of Sweden, he's gone hardcore on all his kids. Because think about the Queen at the moment. She's got her son, Prince Andrew. He's in all sorts of hot water with young girls and all that sort of stuff that's going on. I won't go any further on that.
You made it sound even worse than it is.
Well, he was photographed with a convicted predator. Anyway, then she's got Harry and Meghan causing a stir around the world. So the King of Sweden, he has decided to cut the cost of the monarchy, because the monarchy costs the country a lot of money. He's decided, I'll cut costs. I will just take royal titles off my children and my grandchildren. Oh, what a legend.
How flat would you be?
I know. So they're the king. He sat them down and he's gone to two of his younger children. They've had to sit their children down and say, guess what, kids? As of yesterday, you were a royal. Now you're just a civilian.
Yeah.
We're stripping your titles.
Oh,
Oh. How harsh is that?
Did they do anything
for
wrong?
For those kids.
Did they, was this a punishment?
No, that isn't. That's why I think the Queen should use it as punishment.
Well.
But the King of Sweden, no, he's just gone, I'm going to cut costs. It's sort of tough love, isn't it? I like it. You know, that'll make those, they can't go around doing, you know, they can't put HRH, your Royal Highness, before their names anymore.
And it's so
they
bad can't be called, like, you feel so guilty, Boxy. Trixie, I'm taking the iPad off you for tonight. And if they say, Dad, well, the King of Sweden, he took their name. They're gone. They got no inheritance. You should think yourself lucky. It's just an iPad. Go to bed.
Exactly. Oh, I love
that. Parenthood. It's just 101. That was good. Thank you.
That was perfect. 13, 10, 60. Let's hear what you've taken off your kids. Maybe it wasn't as extreme as a royal title.
Sure.
But maybe it was a case of tough love.
Okay.
Or it was just a case of cutting costs. You had to take something off your kid.
Yeah. Right.
What did you take and what was the reaction?
Kaza granted me for a half a year or almost a year of footy, remember?
She committed to, I'm really impressed by that.
Kaza.
She because took footy away from you.
Took footy away from me.
You're a natural talent. Mm. You're like a
Mate,
you're
my
like
dad
a
was
raw
the coach.
And
my stepdad
that.
Was the runner. I had to go every Sunday and watch the team play. But I
good on Kaza, because yeah, look what you've turned out to be. It obviously did the right. You had a few. You segwayed
well,
here and there, but
it's all worked out. 13 10 60. Call us right now. We'll take your calls next.
101.9 The Fox.
Yes, we're talking about what you've taken off your kids. The King of Sweden. He's taken their royal titles. No longer.
That'd be so flat.
Wouldn't you? Yesterday you were a prince or a princess, and today you're just a miss or a mister. Oh, that'd be harsh. It's a fall from grace.
Would you still drop it somewhere, though? Would you?
I'd still say my dad's the king. Yeah.
When you're going out for dinner or reservations. Yeah. Oh, what's the prince? 100%.
Now we've got Jordan from Cranbourne. Hi, Jordan.
Hi.
Oh, Jordan. Now, you're not a dad. Is this something that your mum or dad have taken away from you?
Yes, they have last year.
What did they take?
So 3 days before Christmas, me and my brother were fighting. So my mom took the Christmas tree down and everything. And then on Christmas Eve, we got it back.
Oh, phew. God,
Were you worried, Jordan? Because were you thinking Christmas might not happen without the tree?
Yes.
Did it work, though, Jordan? Have you fought with your brother since?
Yes.
Look, brothers will still fight. I think it's very hard to stop, but certainly it stopped it in during the festive period.
What a legend.
And that's hard work to get a tree down, all the decorations.
So that's the problem, Boxy, with parenting and when you do the punishment, because, you know, the easiest thing to do with your kids, because they all got technology, I'm going to take the iPad off you. I'm going to take your phone off you. But it distracts them. So when you want to do things, you want them to be on their iPad so they don't annoy you. So it's hard. Like, taking down a Christmas tree, she knows she's going to have to put it back up.
Oh. I agree. As Jordan's mum was doing it, I bet she was going, what have I done? This is harder work for me.
Yes.
Jamie in Port Arlington. Hi, Jamie.
Hello. How you going, guys?
Good.
Good, Jamie. What did you take off your kids?
Well, she wouldn't clean her bedroom. Now she's 13. So I took all of her clothes off her. For a week.
What was she wearing?
She went down to meet friends and she wore her dance shorts, her school jacket and her knee bars.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Jamie.
I thought she would care that she went out looking.
Did she start cleaning her room, Jamie? This is great.
She didn't care.
Oh.
No, she just rocked out in her dance gear, so it didn't bother her.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
No.
Kids are tougher than we think, aren't they? We think we can break them, but we can't.
Thank you, Jamie.
Jess in Carrum Downs. Hi, Jess.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Jess. Now, this is about your dad, is it?
Yeah, my dad took my bedroom door off me.
What do you mean? Why?
I was about 12, 13, and I was known for slamming my door and throwing things and stuff like that. And one afternoon, Dad come at me and was chasing me, so I went to slam my door behind me into my room, and I thought it was his head that went through the door or something, but he was trying to get through the door, and it was his foot stuck in the bottom of the door that he went to try to stop it, and next minute got it taken off me. 3 weeks, no bedroom door. I had to keep going in the bathroom to get dressed, had no privacy. It was horrible.
Have you slammed a door since, Jess?
Yeah.
None of these work. There we go.
None of them work.
2 minutes to 9. Thanks very much. to those calls. It's been a very busy morning here with Fifi, Fev and Byron after this announcement.
We're taking lots of tradies to the home of karaoke, tradie-oke. I've got them all jotted. Fifi, Fev and Byron want to take you to Japan as tradie-oke.
That's right. Melbourne's most talented tradies. We love celebrating them on our show, Fee and Fev, every Tuesday morning. It's just a little fun game we've played over the years where tradies sing for us. And since we started it, we've given tradies some opportunities like playing at Marvel Stadium to a sold-out R&B Fridays live concert. But what about this? Going all the way to the home of karaoke and taking on the world's best, Fief, in Tokyo?
That's right. We're taking tradies on a world stage up against the best karaoke singers, Japan, the home of karaoke, and we want our tradies, our local tradies to come. So head online, fox.com.au to register. You must register online.
Wow.
And we'll be taking auditions
they
over the next
to hang
few
out
weeks.
With us. How much fun is that going to be?
We're spending a week. Saki. A week in Tokyo. You'll get your flights from Melbourne to Tokyo. You'll be there for the week. And, of course, taking on the world's best in a karaoke competition thanks to Sheen Panel Service, who've been keeping Victorians on the road since 1969. They are tradies themselves, and they are right behind this one. So fox.com.au.
Byron, a legendary podcast just for you. Nando's lets you personalise your meal with 5 different peri peri sauce flavours to choose from. Now that's legendary flavour, Nando's.